This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
They have this Panther sound effect that is just the cheesiest, stupidest sounding thing. Big voice guy going, Panther goal scored by Sam Reinhart.
Where'd you get that thing?
I trapped it. Been keeping it in my bathroom at the motel, feeding it old pizza.
It's Mike Shope.
If you're calm, that wondrous big cat will be calm too. But if you're scared, that beautiful death machine will do what God made it to do, namely, eat you with a smile on its face.
And the Bulldog. On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Another great, albeit brief, ex-Bill on the list of players purged in the ESPN Fantasy Football database today. They're just not coming back, so we can take their names off the board.
Kelvin Benjamin?
O.J. Howard.
Oh, okay.
Benjamin might be good for that. He was it 2 years ago where he went to the Giants to play tight end, maybe? I mean, it wasn't that long ago, so.
Yeah.
We had Corey Davis. Sammy Watkins was one today. Mm. I guess ESPN, assuming he's not coming back.
So this is the list of guys that when it gets to be, I don't know, December and you're ravaged by injuries, and if you're in a league that is not policed as severely as Paul's is, you have opportunity to still add players and make moves because you haven't run out of them. You go through the list and you start to see names of guys. You're like, is that guy even in the league? That's this list. That's what we're talking about, the purge. Okay.
Yes.
It's good that O.J. Howard got off of that then.
Yeah, that's a sad one. Duke Johnson, we mentioned him earlier as somebody else for this. They've given up. Tom Brady. Now, that's a little bit bold.
That could be risky.
David Johnson.
Former Arizona and Houston running back David Johnson.
Yep. They're assuming he's not coming back. I wonder, who is the guy? Oh,
boy, talk about a running back that just got brutalized by the league. I mean, he got paid, but, man, the injuries just wrecked that guy.
He lost a whole season when he was the 101 in fantasy for Arizona. He tore his ACL in week one. There was that. He lost a whole season there. He was traded to Houston, right? DeAndre Hopkins.
Right.
That didn't help. That didn't help at all.
No.
I don't know about wherever else. Ronald Jones. Tampa.
Not Donald Jones. That would be weird if he were still
on the list. Donald Jones, everybody. Welcome back.
He's still on a list. He's got to be like 40.
Ronald, think about what that says, too. I mean, you're 40. You're long gone.
I know, right.
John Brown.
John Brown.
You know, John Brown, here's a glass to that guy. It's always Diggs. With the Allen story, you know, and with good reason. Diggs is a big part of it. John Brown, Brown and Beasley.
Brown and Beasley maybe proved to the Bills that they should go trade for Diggs. Because in that, when they got here in 19, Allen took a step. He did not. We were not all set. I don't remember it that way going into the 20 season, but there was progression, and maybe I. But that's a question I might like to ask Bean sometime if we ever get the opportunity casually over a cup of coffee or something. Not even necessarily on the air. You know, when did you know you needed to go get a dude? You know, seeing the quarterback take a step with the likes of John Brown and Cole Beasley, nothing against them, but neither of those guys is Stephon Diggs. But it still lifted the whole thing and lifted Allen, like, okay, let's push that a little further. Let's go get a guy that is a bona fide number one type receiver and see what happens. And the results speak for themselves. It was one year ago today, by the way, the Diggs trade.
The Diggs trade away.
Away, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I think Bean would say this. It has to be true. It has to be acknowledged how much luck there is in it. Because, you know, here we're talking about still getting a real number one. Cooper was maybe going to be a real number one. Shakir, nice player. Never anybody's like real number one, right? So the continuing saga, at least post-Diggs, so it's not that long. It's 1 year exactly, apparently. Like, to get that receiver through the draft or whatever. What do we always say? It's the time of year we talk about the draft every day. Well, this is how you have to do it. Because these guys just don't come up. The best we had this year was supposed to be T. Higgins, and he didn't even make it against odds.
Right.
Like, Higgins didn't even come up. This year you have older guys. You have Keenan Allen, who was not signed. You have Cooper himself. You have a couple more guys like that. Godwin was somebody else. He's been injured a lot, not as old, but he re-signs with Tampa. So how are you going to get that wide receiver one, you know, bold print, the draft?
Or trade for DK Metcalf, but yeah.
Oh, fair. That's right. That did happen. It's rare, though, as you would assume. And
Diggs came available,
yeah. And they got that done. Like, in 1 day. They saw social media, got on it, and, I mean, that's to their credit, but it's kind of unusual that even happened, that he was available like that.
I think looking back at it now with the last two off seasons added on, I think it's right to say it's rare. We had that one off season with Hill and AJ Brown, and it seemed like, and there was maybe another guy that I'm forgetting.
There was AJ Brown and Marquise Brown in the draft the same night, and then Hill would have maybe been before. Maybe that was the same year? I don't know.
Yeah, it was. Hill and Adams, that was like before the draft. That was like when free agency was coming or was on, like whatever. So it was like March, and then at the draft you had the other guys. So you had four marquee receivers in one off season, and it felt like, okay, well, teams are, you know, they're going to get creative with this now. Like, we don't want to pay this guy $30 million at 29 years old, so we're going to move. Or it wasn't $30 million then. It was probably more like 25 or 20, but whatever. You get the point. And I thought, and maybe a lot of us thought, that was going to be happening regularly. Like, year over year, you would just have that. That's why Ayuk was so interesting last offseason. Like, here he comes, contract's coming up, they got another guy, what are they going to do? It turns out they ended up keeping him. But the expectation I had was that, every year there's going to be two, three, four guys of that caliber that are going to get moved because teams are just in weird places on their timeline with that big contract, or the guy do a big contract and it's just not time. Our quarterback fell apart. We're looking for a quarterback. We're not going to pay a receiver top of the market because of that, whatever. And it just really has not happened. Metcalf sort of stands out now this offseason. I don't think there was a trade of that caliber or any of the ones that I previously mentioned from 3 years ago last year either. Like, nothing really happened. You know, we were in the center of that storm, I think, expecting something to happen because the Bills traded. I guess that maybe was your trade. Like, that was Diggs got traded. That's a marquee name. So that was last year's version of it. I kind of forgot about it because it wasn't like a guy we thought we could add. It was a guy we ended up purging. But anyway, the point is, you're right. Those guys are harder to find. The cost is always going up, at least contractually. You're going to pay, you know, $35 million now if you're trading for a true number one wide receiver without a contract in place already. Ayuk is under contract for less than that now. But the point is, yeah, draft. Because otherwise, you probably aren't going to get your hands on a guy like that. It's part of the reason why I wanted, the whole time Diggs was here, just about, draft another guy that could potentially be him. Because I'm going to need,
so to speak,
someone in the timeline. I'm going to need someone here that, ready to take that spot. And it never really happened. Gabe Davis was never a candidate for that to me. He was a fine number two receiver and had his moments, but was never a guy that showed the traits that he could be a go-to guy. So, yeah, your best chance of getting that guy is to draft him. And the Bills did draft Keon Coleman last year, and I'm sure they're as hopeful as anything that he's going to pan out and turn into something for them more than what he was last year as a rookie. And I don't think it's unreasonable to be somewhat optimistic about that. He showed some promise, just got derailed. Hopefully he can get it back on track. But another guy is absolutely called for. I don't know if it outranks, even in my mind, defensive end, corner, defensive tackle, but they still have room for another guy. And right now, if you ever want to get past Everybody Eats, because Everybody Eats is, it, like, it worked, they scored, they won, great. Eventually, someone should emerge and become your number one guy. Like, that's how the league usually works. And I don't want to stop looking for that guy just because Everybody Eats worked so well last year. I think they should still be looking for that guy. And I don't know that he's here. Coleman might be the best hope you have. Shakir, I love Shakir, but he's never going to be that guy. Samuel is not that guy. Josh Palmer?
No,
I mean, I don't think he's going to be that guy.
No.
So Coleman, you got to hope that he can ascend. And I don't know. That's not even a 50-50 bet, I don't think, at this point. So you should probably keep looking.
Yeah, the best they're going to do, I think, on this is day two. That's, which is good. I mean, that's still good. It might even be surprising if they do that. They could get a third-round pick and then maybe do that. But seems like it's going to be a defense draft. John Brown, it's his birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, John Brown.
35. Remember where he ended up? Aaron,
no.
What? No.
No.
Here.
Oh, that's right. He came back.
He came back and caught a touchdown pass in the Nyheim Hines game the week after Hamlin.
Wow.
He caught one pass for the Bills that year. He didn't spend the whole year with them. They brought him back. He caught one pass. He played in the playoffs, too, against Miami. Including that game, though, he caught one pass, and that was it. 42-yard touchdown pass against New England in 2022. Arizona, Baltimore, Buffalo, Tampa, Denver, Jacksonville, Buffalo. That's John Brown.
Wow.
You know, here's a thought I had, too. We haven't talked about this, Joe.
Swing for the fences. With the Fence Authority, they've been providing the Delaware Valley with fences for almost three decades. With four stores throughout the region and one of the largest inventories of wood, vinyl, and aluminum fencing, the Fence Authority makes your next fence as easy as 1, 2, 3. Do it yourself or get it installed with the best workmanship warranties in the country. So swing for the fences at the Fence Authority. Your new fence is waiting at fenceauthority.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Milton
Trace. Squeezed in a lot of teams in between Buffalo stints there.
He got around.
I didn't realize he did that.
We haven't talked about this New England-Dallas trade today. I was just thinking before about the draft and like, oh, would you like a wide receiver? Okay. You know, even a good one. Would you like a running back? Absolutely. Do they need one? We don't know if they think that. But, you know, maybe. And I kind of like quarterback, too. I'd like to have a new quarterback to just talk about and to follow, whether that's the Syracuse kid or Ohio State or Notre Dame, one of these sort of guys, you know,
Saturday,
on the list.
Saturday quarterbacks.
Saturday. Yeah, like sixth round or something.
Yeah.
Just to have them. And when I thought about that, I thought about this Milton trade. And what an insult. What a disaster for the thought. Well, you draft somebody because, you know, you were saying always draft a wide receiver, right? Something along those lines. And I used to say always draft a quarterback. Why would you not? What else matters? So maybe, you know, thinking of that, doing that here, and maybe you find somebody. Maybe you're next year playing a meaningless week 18 game, and your guy is the next Joe Milton or Rob Johnson or whoever, where he has a showcase game, and the league wants him. But the Patriots did so badly in the trade that, never mind.
Right.
Never mind. Sam Monson and Palazzolo were talking about this today, and even Sam tweeted it, how Johnson, as we will remember, starts one game for Jacksonville in the meaningless finale, and he's amazing, and the Bills traded the 9th overall pick for him.
And gave him 5 years and $25
million. Yeah, like nine overall, which was Fred Taylor ultimately for Jacksonville, but amazing, right?
Yeah.
It didn't seem so amazing to me then. Like, need a guy.
Yeah.
Collins didn't work out. All right, Rob Johnson. Here, I'm not saying they're the same. I mean, the Cowboys, who knows if they'll even play for the Cowboys?
The scenario is similar enough. Like, as far as playing a game goes and smashing it, like Milton did what Rob Johnson did back in 1997, I guess that would have been.
Yeah, close enough.
Yeah.
So the Patriots trade Milton and a 7th for a 5th, a compensatory, like the end of the 5th. Basically, they gave him to Dallas. And it was reported that other teams made better offers, but they decided to let the player decide where did he want to go. And he picked Dallas, which is also weird.
Right.
Because he's not going to start there.
No.
You'd want to go to somewhere, go to Pittsburgh or someplace where, and they were on the list.
Yeah.
That they were supposedly, they asked about him. But, you know, maybe the Patriots also kind of wanted to bury him and not lose to him. Because what you had with Milton last year, even in camp, they draft Drake May at 3, right? Daniels 2,
yep.
May 3. They draft Drake May at 3. And in camp, people were saying, like, oh, Milton's better.
Yeah,
right. And in the preseason, he was really good in the preseason.
Yeah.
So the one thing about this that I get from New England side is you don't really want that. You don't want a young player on the bench if the starter struggles. And, like, you know, we have this other guy. Did you see week 18 last year?
Right.
We have this other. You don't want that.
Yeah, you'd rather have, like, some journeyman that nobody really feels that good about.
Which is exactly what they have in Joshua Dobbs.
Right.
Somebody who is really no threat at all to May. I get that. But the best they could do, it's the picks are almost, would have almost the same potential to make it in the league. A 5th and a 7th. Like, it's almost nothing. But, you know, here you go. An intriguing, young, he was a rookie last year, quarterback prospect that showed well when he got on the field. And like, they couldn't cash in on that at all?
How much do you remember offhand? I can look it up. What level of pick was Johnson?
Oh, 4th.
Okay.
I think.
Third or fourth. So it's not like big pedigree there, right? It's not like he was a first round pick who just, you know, did until he, you know, finally got his chance and shined. Like, okay, well, that's it. We're sold. He was, you know, just a kind of a guy.
Pick 99.
Okay. Milton was later than that, but still, the point I'm making, you know, trying to figure out really what it is that the league, I think, has probably gotten smarter about doing stuff like this than they were in 1997 or 98 when they traded for Rob Johnson, the Bills did, because his reputation, his draft status is not something that would have pushed you to do that, is all I'm saying, whereas Milton was definitely a Saturday pick, but so was Rob Johnson, as it turns out. So, yeah, I don't know.
4th round.
Yeah.
Same draft as Collins.
Right, yep.
But he didn't start until the finale in his 3rd year.
Yeah.
He started...
Mark Brunell.
Mark Brunell.
Yeah.
AFC Championship. You know, that was a team that went far. Johnson, of course, a Super Bowl winner.
Right.
As he wrote
one time
on his website.
On his website.
It might still. I haven't been. I'm probably the first person clicking on his page at Pro Football Reference today. I'm not going to the website. That's enough. This is enough, Rob Johnson. He ended, by the way, with the Raiders.
Rob.
Which so did Lossman, right? Lossman played
for
the Raiders.
I think that's right, yeah.
Johnson wore number 7 for the Oakland Raiders in 2003.
I wonder if Milton is just betting on, like, you know, Prescott's had injury problems. The backups have played there over the last few years, so I'll get my chance. Yeah, right? I don't know. I still would think the runway would be clearer in a place, like you mentioned, at least Pittsburgh. I don't have the other teams memorized that were on that list. But Pittsburgh certainly looks more quarterback needy than Dallas right now. But just, I don't know if there's just being in that part of the country matters to the kid, or if it's, you know, more just betting on the guy getting hurt or what exactly, but it's a weird choice.
Lossman also wore number 7 for the Raiders in 2009, but he ended up with Miami in 11. He played 2 games, threw 10 passes for the Dolphins. Remember, do you remember that? I don't remember that at all. 2011 Miami.
Not unless one of those games was against the Bills, and I forgot. You know, so I'd want to say, of course I remember him playing against the Bills, but no, I don't really remember.
2011. What were we doing in 2011?
Well, probably bemoaning a 12-year playoff drought.
You think?
That would go on for a little bit longer. 2011. Like, is that
Fitzpatrick?
That's Chan Gailey and Fitz still?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did appear in a 35-8 Dolphins win over the Bills in week 11 of 2011. But he did not throw a pass.
Mm.
What's that game going to be? This will be fun. Bills are 5-4. 11 is a season where they started hot and then completely fell apart. 5-4. Miami is 2-7. The Bills are 3-point underdogs despite the better record, and they lose 35-8. Wow. Are you having fun? Are we having fun yet?
that's a bit of a
Who's the Bills kicker? You'll never get it.
Oh, great.
Who is the Bills kicker in this game? 2011 season.
Nick Mickemeyer. John Leipold.
Thanks for trying. You'll never get it, so why should I try?
I'm just naming off kickers from my childhood.
I'm going to say the name, and you're going to be like, that's made up.
Okay.
It's not going to be like a Carpenter.
Okay.
Or, of course, Lindell, one of the kickers from the drought.
Oh, like
Trout kicker trivia.
Mike Hollis.
Tune in tomorrow morning. Oh, Joe's off. Tune in soon to a Sneaky Joe show where they have the 38 kickers from the drought. And you have to rank them by how many field goals they made. Dave Reiner.
Yeah, no, that's made up for
sure. It sounds right?
It's 100% made up. Yeah, that is not a real person.
Dave Reiner.
Who kicked field goals for the Bills. Yeah, I don't have any.
7 games.
Any recollection of that happening whatsoever.
7 games. Why did they need this Dave Reiner in 2011? I don't recall. Lindell was on the team. Was that it for him? No. He must have gotten hurt.
Yeah, that's got to be what happened there. So I'm getting lost in the 2011 season now that you mentioned it. I'm just looking at it. First loss in Cincinnati. There's a Stevie Johnson incompletion that would have been a first down. Bills. The final score of this game is 23-20. Bills are trying to mount a tying or winning drive. And there's a pass to Stevie Johnson on a 3rd and 7 or something. And it's low. He goes down to get it. And it's ruled incomplete. I don't remember how much they looked at it or what. But it stood. And we were pretty sure that he had caught the ball. But still, they lost that game. They beat the Eagles the next week, lose to the Giants as a bye, and then the Washington game is in Toronto, is
yes,
it not?
Yes.
Fitz gets hurt in that game. They win. He gets the contract. Like before that game, I think they announced contract extension for Fitzpatrick. He gets hit in the ribs and is almost never the same player for the Bills again after that. But they got the 5-2 after
that. This is the New England win in week 3 that year.
Yes, right. That's right.
Wow, look at the scores. That Dolphin loss, I do not remember it. It had to be just the worst.
Right.
This is really over.
That was preceded by a Dallas loss that was 44-7.
The Dallas game I remember. The Miami game I do not. Oh, wow. 2011 Bills, let's go. Any of these guys still in the league? Or were they all purged by the ESPN fantasy database today, including Donald Jones, as you mentioned earlier?
I'm going to guess, Dave Rayner is not still in the league.
Rayner? Let's take a break. We'll look for your calls after the update. Oh. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, what? I just have to know. What's the noise?
After that Washington game, they lost 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in a row.
Yes, they did.
Oh, my God.
Yes, they did. But they built some momentum at the end for the following season. It's the Tebow game.
Right.
They won the Tebow game.
They clobbered Denver, yeah.
And then they go to New England and go up 21-0, and Johnson's got a T-shirt.
They
give up 49 unanswered.
Right. Happy New Year on the T-shirt.
That's a band name, 49 Unanswered. All right, time for the update. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.